Welcome back to The Final Word, ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsicker here with you. Special guest, by now everyone knows her name, Virginia Tech softball team pitcher Angela Tincher. Angela, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Hey, Angela, first things first, today it was announced you are one of the three finalists for National Player of the Year. How exciting is that?
It's really exciting. It's kind of unreal, I think. I mean, I've kind of kept up with the award for the past 4 years, and the people have been honored, so I really couldn't believe that I'd made the final three.
Angela, I have to ask you a personal question. I am not a softball fan by any means. I mean, I'll watch softball, but it's not something I follow very closely. There are plenty of other people like me who are now calling ourselves softball fans. Will you allow us on the bandwagon?
Of course, yeah. As many people as want to jump on it is fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate that. And on behalf of everyone out there, I appreciate that as well, Angela. We thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about your first appearance as Virginia Tech Super Regionals this weekend. Take me through the big win over Tennessee last weekend. What was it like when finally it was over and you knew you had advanced?
It was just unreal. I mean, we put ourselves in a really good position going into Sunday. You know, we just needed to win one. But when we fell behind early in the second game, you know, it was kind of disappointing, I think. And then when we made that big comeback after the rain delay and had that lead and, you know, inning goes by and they didn't score, it was just kind of unreal that it was going to actually happen finally.
All right, so now take me through this week. What's it been like? You are one of, what, 16 teams left practicing. What's that like to be part of this team, part of this now super regional experience this week?
It's really exciting. I mean, we've never had to deal with, you know, making arrangements for people to miss summer school classes and being around campus, you know, this late into the year. So, you know, it's exciting to finally be there and to not, you know, to still be playing when my career could have been over last week, I guess. So just to get the chance, you know, we need to win two games to go to Oklahoma City is so exciting.
Let me take you back a little bit further than last week. And it was, of course, you made, and Virginia Tech for that, made your made the map, so to speak. You put yourselves on the map when you beat the USA softball women's national team. Where does that rank on your list of accomplishments?
It's definitely up there in the top. I mean, personally, it meant a lot to me, I think, just because I wanted to be on the national team for so long. But for the team and just the excitement that we all got to go through with ESPN and everything, I was just so excited for everyone. And you know, the couple of big hits that we had that came from my roommates and just all the way around. I mean, it was a big confidence booster for us going into a tough part of our season.
This is The Final Word, ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsicker here with you, joining me, Angela Tincher of the Virginia Tech softball team. Angela, you were, and I've read a lot about you, and it seems like you were not highly recruited. You weren't someone coming out of high school that everyone knew was going to be this good. What was the big step? When did the light bulb go off in your head?
I don't think it ever really did. I mean, I always played for just, you know, small school, small team, and that was fine with me, but I guess I just didn't get the attention that, you know, some people in bigger areas do and stuff. But, I mean, Tech, I really wanted to go here, so when I got the opportunity, I kind of got everything I wanted, so I was fine with that. But I didn't know coming into college how everything would work out and how I would stack up, so I don't think it hit me for a while.
You mentioned being on ESPN, you know, nationally, everyone's seeing you play the U.S. team. What's it like? You know you're going to be on ESPN again now. Do you get a little nervous, extra nervous, before you take on a team when you know it's going to be nationally broadcast?
I don't think so right now, just because it's happening right now, you know, at the end of our season with the Tennessee games and this game, and there's so much riding on the games that I think I'm focused so much on how important it is to win that it's kind of, it's actually a little bit easier to kind of forget about the ESPN part because it's so important to continue our season with, you know, each game is so important. So its focus is a little bit more, I guess.
Speaking of focus, you have got to be pretty focused this weekend. You head to Ann Arbor. You play Michigan, the number six ranked team in the country. Tell us what you know about that team.
I mean, I know they're led by a really good hitter, Sam Finley. She's got a lot of power and a lot of home runs. And I played with her a couple summers ago, and we actually played Michigan last year and lost a tough 1-0 game on a solo home run by her. So we know that they have a really good offense, and they have a couple of good pitchers, too, that have done really well for them this year. So I think all the way around they're a good team. But at this point in the season, I think we knew that whoever we did end up playing was going to be good. So it's kind of, no matter who you play, it's top 16 teams in the country. So not going to be easy at all.
Angela Tincher, the Virginia Tech softball team, joining me right now on the Final Word, ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Angela, you've accomplished so much. Strikeouts, wins, you name it, you basically have your name next to it right now. What is tops? What is the best moment? And you have to pick one. I can't. No, I don't know. You have to have one.
I guess the final inning, final out this weekend, just knowing that we finally made it to Super Regionals and that we finally accomplished our goal of winning the Regionals and making it out of there. I think that just meant a lot because that had been a goal of mine for a long time and we hadn't accomplished it yet.
So it would be safe to say if you do the same thing this weekend, you'd have a new number one.
Yes, definitely. Okay. I definitely want to make it to Oklahoma City.
Okay. Angela, what makes you so good? What makes you better than what we've seen around the nation? What makes you one of the top players?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me, I guess, to answer that. I don't see it, but, I mean, I guess I'm pretty competitive, and I've always kind of been competitive about trying to make things better and, you know, get not happy if I give up a run or two in a game. So I guess I never really got satisfied and kept trying to make things better, I guess.
Angela, if you haven't noticed, Virginia Tech's kind of known for football. I'm not sure if you've noticed over your career.
Just a little.
What is it kind of special to you to put softball on the map now to make people around Blacksburg and the New River Valley think, hey, that softball team over at Virginia Tech's playing really well? Is that special satisfaction to you?
I think so. I mean, I think Blacksburg's always been really supportive of us and the success that we've had, and I think we're in a good area and we've got good support that we've always had great fans and good support all the way around. But, you know, lately it's been ridiculous how much people have paid attention to us and getting congratulations from people. But it is exciting to see softball kind of step up there and be publicized so much, I guess, around campus.
Angela, what is the future of you? What do you plan on doing once your career ends? And we hope it's not for a couple more weeks at least. But when your career ends at Virginia Tech, what is the future for you?
This summer I'm going to play in Akron, Ohio as part of the pro leagues there. And that just lasts through August. And then I'm going to come back to Tech to get in grad school this fall and help out with the softball team.
Okay. ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Angela Tincher right now, the Virginia Tech softball team, joining me. Hey, I need a key to the game if you want to give me some keys to the best of three series you got with Michigan. What are the keys to your team coming out on top?
I think figuring out their pitching early. And just like what we did this weekend, we just kept attacking and kept scoring runs and figuring out some way and battling. And so I think just bringing that energy back this weekend. And for me, I think just getting ahead of them and keeping them off balance. They have a lot of power. So trying not to throw too many pitches to anyone and not letting them see too many pitches.
Angela, in sports with a team, especially in softball, I've noticed, though, it's very important to see how well that team gets along. What are you girls like off the field?
We get along really well. We have, you know, several people, I think, that always keep things light and fun and make us laugh. You know, the rain delay this weekend was a lot of fun in the dugout, just everyone kind of goofing off and kind of taking the pressure off and having some fun. So I think we do get along really well, and I think this is one of the best teams that I've been on in 4 years as far as chemistry goes.
Angela, the people out there listening, my listeners, I want to know, give me a prediction. What happens this weekend? Are we talking about you next week being on your way to play for a world or a national championship?
I definitely hope you will, but I don't think I can make a prediction. I don't want to jinx anything. But, you know, I think if we play like we did this weekend when we were playing well, I think we definitely have a good shot, but I'm not going to make any predictions.
Final question. You enjoying yourself?
I'm having a lot of fun, yeah. This is just so much fun right now, you know, being, I guess, the beginning of summer and just being able to concentrate on softball, and that's it. It's definitely perfect.
Angela, we thank you for your time, and we look forward to hearing more about you, reading more about you, and hopefully watching you a lot more in the future.
Thank you.
Angela Tincher from the Virginia Tech softball team, so much. Thank you so much for joining me. The final word on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsaker here with you. JD is sitting on the other side of the glass. The first hour, complete. Don't worry, we got a whole second hour still to come. What's coming up? Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. He will be by in just a little bit. We still got to talk about Game 1 in the Western Conference, the Spurs and the Lakers. Some thoughts on that. That's coming up later in hour number two. Coming up next, Jason Taylor makes a statement. Where do the Miami Dolphins and Jason Taylor go after this statement? We share that with you, and we also have another gift certificate to Champs to give away. That's all coming up next right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. It's Champs Wednesday. We talk about a lot more, guys. Stick around. It's ESPN.